textbooks. Your tuition is free. Do you want to know the Bible better? Are you a Sunday school teacher, deacon, or a Christian seeking to know God's Word? Call 1-800-GO-BIBLE for more information. CTU, training ministry workers since 1982. Thanks for tuning in to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Since 2015, Dr. Youngblood has taken scores of questions and comments on the challenging issues of the day, with the goal of motivating and informing listeners to examine the issues from a central biblicist worldview. Currently, this broadcast is heard on 3 regional stations in Florida and Georgia. Dr. Youngblood's expository preaching is also heard on these 3 stations in Jacksonville, Florida, St. Augustine, Florida, and Brunswick, Georgia. Now there's a great opportunity to expand this vital ministry to other cities. Your help is needed to accomplish this mission. Your support in any amount is crucial to take the next step in sharing God's truth in a relevant, lively, and timely way. Thanks for your willingness to support this broadcast as we prepare to face the issues on a broader scale. Please go to fcbcatjax.com or to send your best gift to First Conservative Baptist Church, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, 32258, Attention Radio. Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood is brought to you by First Conservative Baptist Church. Now let's get back to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you again for joining us today on Let's Face the Issues. It's always my delight to have you join us, joining the dialogue and discussion. We look forward to your thoughts, your comments. You may agree or disagree. That's fine. We'd love to hear from you. That telephone number is 904-831-0917. 904-831-0917. We've asked the question, what is Allah Akbar? I've tried to get to the point. Allah Akbar is generally the scream, the murderous scream of the jihadist, Islamic jihadist, as he's carrying out martyrdom. By the way, because of his screaming Allah Akbar, it's saying that Allah is the greatest God, and that is his scream, hoping to be annihilated, eviscerated himself by fighting for Allah, and then will be dispatched to, according to their twisted, perverted doctrinal belief, then that one that is martyred for Allah will be dispatched into paradise, where he will spend eternity with 72 virgins. What a demonic delusion. What a demonic delusion. But yet, nevertheless, that is believed by Islamics around the globe. And one of the major, major problems that we have is that's an ideological bent. It's not a religion. It is a way of life. It is a mosque any place around the globe. It is the war room, the planning room of what to do next in carrying out the war against all non-believers. I'm looking at the words out of the Quran. Surah 9:29, fight against those who believe not in Allah, and those, that's Jews and Christians, who acknowledge not the religion of true Islam. Surah 9:5, then kill the disbelievers, all non-Muslims, wherever you find them, capture them, besiege them, lie in wait for them in each and every ambush. Surah 9:14, fight against all non-Muslims so that Allah will punish them by your hands and disgrace them and give you victory over them. Surah 4:56, those who disbelieve shall, that is disbelieve in Allah, shall burn, we shall burn them in fire. Surah 4:101, the disbelievers, that's non-Muslims, are ever to you an open enemy. And I could go on and on with hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of surahs, that is chapters and verses as we'd call them, if we look at our Bible according to their terms for their Quran, the noble Quran. But ladies and gentlemen, I'm delighted that we have Chip Roy and others that have introduced material to set up a Sharia-free America caucus. Let me just read you more from this article about that. The caucus composed of members, 47 members now, from 22 states, stands as a bulwark committed to preserving our culture, preserving our freedom, preserving our Constitution against any ideology that has already poisoned nations after nation across Europe, turning once vibrant societies into shadows of their former selves. We've seen it happen. Countries like the UK, France, grappling with parallel legal systems where Sharia courts operate in the shadows, undermining national sovereignty, undermining equality and equality under the law. Chip Roy says this: we cannot, we must not allow or to let that darkness take root here in America. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm sold on the position that they're taking. The article further reads, and speaking of triumphs, let's tip our hats to Texas. Proposition 10 just sailed through with an astounding 95% GOP primary voter approval, calling for the outright banning of Sharia law in the Lone Star State. Further in the article, it reads, why is this fight so urgent? Why must we rally against Sharia with every fiber of our being? Let's be crystal clear. Sharia law isn't just a set of religious guidelines. It's an archaic belief system that clashes head-on with our Constitution, clashes head-on with our freedoms and our values and our ethics in America. Under Sharia law, women are treated as second-class citizens. Women face stoning for adultery or flogging for defying the dress code. It's a system that crushes free speech, punishes blasphemy or criticism of Islam with death, silencing all dissents, fostering fear. This isn't progress. It's a regression to the medieval brutality that has no place and a modern society in America. Europe's cautionary tale is unfolding before our eyes. If we allow even a foothold here in America, we risk the same fate as the UK. Our courts compromised, our schools indoctrinated, our communities divided. Sharia isn't compatible with America. It's antithetical to anything that we hold near and dear in America today. It seeks to impose a theocracy of rule. It overrides our Bill of Rights, turning the land of the free into the land of submission to Allah. Ladies and gentlemen, I couldn't have said it better myself. Couldn't have articulated it any clearer than that article from Chip Roy, out of Texas. Further, an article on it. What is Sharia Free America Caucus? Here's another writer that says, Brandon Gill joins GOP-backed controversial group. The Sharia Free America Caucus aims to oppose what its founders describe as the influence and spreading of Sharia law in the United States. It was launched by Representative Keith Seth and Chip Roy of Texas and has grown quickly to include 47 lawmakers and 22 states. And it goes on to talk about very much that I just spoke of in the previous article. So, ladies and gentlemen, if we know this is happening, and it's evident that it's taking place, if we see it happening before our eyes, and we see it, when we watch the mass murders taking place, by the way, you've got two types of mass murderers. Two types. And I've spoken on this before. You can take all of the mass shootings in the past 20 years. You can analyze them, and there was one clear component, and that is they were each on the one that pulled the trigger. They were on some type of psychotropic drugs, either prescription psychotropic drugs or street psychotropic drugs that brought about all kinds of anxiety and fear and retaliation that caused the mass shooting. Secondly, you find in many of the mass shooters of late where there were Islamic jihadists wanting to destroy anybody that's non-Islam, and the very recent one with the one that went in and tried to blow up and destroy the lives in the Jewish synagogue, that was the brother of one of the leaders that had been killed the Islamic jihadist, one of the ones that had been killed in Iran or in Lebanon, I've forgotten which, and he was retaliating against America as the great enemy, the great Satan, as we're called by the Islamic jihadist. So, ladies and gentlemen, if we know these things are happening, why do we allow the undermining of our Second Amendment rights? What do we see that's the common denominator? Let me set the stage further. Here's an article that says, deport their entire families. New York City mother of Satan, explosive attack investigated as ISIS-inspired terrorism. The head of the New York City police says the weekend attack by two pro-Muslim extremists. By the way, they were simply in, I believe it was CNN News or one of the others said it was two teenagers from New Jersey had come into New York and were doing bad things. Bad things. Two teenagers. Ladies and gentlemen, they were Islamic jihadists. This writer was correct. The head of the New York City police said the weekend attack by two pro-Muslim extremists who allegedly threw a homemade bomb at the home of Mayor Mamdani, packed with the volatile explosive known as the Mother of Satan, is being probed as an act of Islamic terrorism. This is being investigated as an ISIS-inspired terrorism, police commissioner said during a Monday interview. The pair, 19 and 18 years of age, from Pennsylvania, are accused of throwing the improvised explosive device. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to see, and our people in law enforcement, those in the CIA, those in the FBI, and others are saying we can expect more and more and more of these events to take place. Now, if we know that, why do we want to disarm America? Ladies and gentlemen, it would appear that it would downright irresponsibility that we see taking place, or as some would simply call it, and I would put it in that category, downright stupid for any state, to supercharge any attempts to disarm our nation, to disarm citizens. We already have red flag laws in some 25 to 30 states, which allows state officers, state officials, to confiscate your weapon. If anybody calls in and says that you're a bad guy, you're a dangerous guy, and you got a weapon, the law enforcement has the right, based on the red flag laws, and by the way, red flag laws are right here in the state of Florida. If someone calls in and says, you look bad, you're acting bad, and you've got a weapon, they can come and legally take your weapon and some period of time until you have to defend yourself in court to prove that you're not nuts in some fashion, which can take, there's some cases here in the state of Florida, been going on now for about 4 years for the people to try to get, reclaim their own weapons. We're witnessing, ladies and gentlemen, this taking place. We're going to talk about it in just a moment, but the state of Virginia right now is the hotbed of eviscerating, of destroying our Second Amendment right in the state of Virginia. I believe we have Jim on the line. Jim, go over the question or comment, please.
Hey, Dr. Youngblood. How are you doing this afternoon?
Doing great. I pray that you are.
Doing well. Yeah, I've been watching that Spanberger in Virginia there and what she's trying to push through the state's representatives. And it's a shame because they had just come off of a learning experience and had gotten rid of a Democratic governor to elect a Republican governor, and oh, how quickly they have forgotten. I don't understand that. If you want to find out what somebody's doing tomorrow, look at what they did yesterday. And whenever it comes to Islam, I'll give three examples of Islam that most people should remember. If they're under 40, they should remember all three of these. And they start with the Fort Hood shooter. Mm-hmm. The second one is the San Bernardino couple that came from Afghanistan, and the Boston Marathon bomber. Those were long before any of the current events there. And if you go back and look across the history of Islam there, everywhere that Islam has been instituted, private property has become part of Sharia law. When I say private property, I'm talking in regards to women. Women are property. Mm-hmm. Their statements in courts of Sharia are not worth anything. In other words, it would take three or four women accusing a man before a Sharia judge would even consider that case. They have no personal rights whatsoever. They can't leave the home unless they're escorted by another male. If they do something that embarrasses the family, Sharia law allows something called an honor killing or beating. You're allowed as an Islamic male to beat your wife and your children for no other reason than they just displeased you that day. It's a terrible, terrible cult that has a negative impact on anything that you could call freedom or rights or pursuit of happiness.
What you're talking about under Islamic rule, that is called Sharia law, and that's the reason it's so antithetical to anything that's called American culture, the constitutional law that we have in America today. In fact, to further illustrate what you're saying, I just recently watched an interview with a lady on television and on a conservative network, and she was talking about just recently a woman in Iran had been beaten to death because she was brazen enough to allow about 2 inches of her wrist to be seen out from under her burqa, and she's not supposed to do that. A woman in under Sharia law can only allow her eyes to be seen. When she's out in public, she cannot walk out of the house unless she's with her brother or with her husband, and then she has to walk some 3 to 6 feet behind the man. She cannot be out by herself. And in many of the Sharia law nations, a woman is not allowed to drive. A woman is not allowed to get an education. And a woman in any Islamic nation or under Sharia law is simply a sex toy for the male and has no rights or any privileges herself. And yet we have people today, as the Democrats, that said they had rather be next to one screaming Allah Akbar than to be seated next to one that's wearing a MAGA hat. I don't know how much more of an idiot you could get, if I can be plain.
I'm going to be honest with you. I may not have a MAGA hat on, but if somebody thinks that and stands in front of me and they tell me that they are safer with somebody who has a Property of Allah shirt as opposed to me having a patriotic American flag or something of that nature, because the MAGA hat is just that. Make America great again. It's a political statement that the Democrats have turned it into, when in actuality it is a patriotic statement.
Absolutely.
Make America great again doesn't belong to a Democrat or a Republican. It belongs to American people looking out for American values, American culture, and the American way of life, if you want to use that old Superman intro.
Jim, let's switch gears just a moment, but it's still in the same vein that I'm talking about today. I'm looking at a fistful of headlines. One of them says, Democrat-run Virginia goes big on gun control. Right now, in the state of Virginia, the legislative session there has already introduced 40 gun control measures for this legislative session. I'm looking at another headline. Here are the 12 major bills that the Democrats have just passed that will trample gun rights in Virginia. Democrats have introduced 18 bills in the Virginia General Council to restrict gun rights since January. 12 have already been cleared to the chamber. 10 are before Governor Abigail Spanberger, and 2 more are awaiting enrollment before heading back to the desk. Quote, not one is co-sponsored by a Republican. And it goes on to talk about the different things. They're expanding the red flag laws, imposition of the civil liberties for our own firearm industry. In other words, if you get shot by a gun and you can trace it back, it's a Smith & Wesson, you can file suit against the Smith & Wesson gun manufacturer, et cetera, et cetera. Prohibition on the plastic firearms, that's the ones that are developed and printed, if you will, by the 3D printer called Ghost Guns. Buyback program, they've just instituted House Bill 702 that requires every county and every city law enforcement in the state of Virginia to develop some type of procedure to implement the buying back of firearms from the citizens. And the fifth one is firearm prohibition against having them in any public building. You cannot go in any public building with a firearm. No firearms allowed in many mental health hospitals. Firearms prohibited near the polling places. Firearm ownership is restricted to certain misdemeanor offenses. Senate Bill 160 expands the federal prohibition of firearms possession by any of those that have any domestic violence background. Young adults may not possess firearms. Anything that's under 21 years of age. Firearm storage requirement. Here's one, Jim. Senate Bill 348 requires gun owners living with children to store the firearm in a storage device with a combination lock or a coded lock or a biometric code lock. Somebody's breaking in your house. You say, hey, Mr. Burglar, wait until I figure out the code to open my gun box so I can protect myself. That's almost as stupid as anything I could ever dream of, and it being called constitutional liberties in America. So what are your thoughts about Virginia and the direction? By the way, I was told during the course of the election for Spamberger that somehow, some way, she supposedly had at one time worked with CIA. What did she do, type a typewriter or work on a computer?
I have no idea what she did. The only thing that I can tell you is that every single law that they bring forward will have an absolutely zero impact upon any criminal out here or individual that wants to obtain a gun and do harm to the general public. Every one of those laws will inhibit and restrict legal, law-abiding, constitutional rights-conscious people from having firearms or exercising their right to use firearms in self-defense. The one thing that I've never understood is this insane rhetoric and frenzy to pass laws to outlaw a tool, because a gun is a tool. If I lay it on a table, it will stay on that table. It won't jump up off that table and shoot somebody. Mm-hmm. It's a human being wielding that tool that becomes harmful. If you want to take it to the biblical level there, Cain slew Abel with a rock.
We need to outlaw rocks.
Yeah, we need to outlaw rocks. Assault rocks, you know, bad. Assault rocks, bad. But
especially if it's got a long barrel on that rock. It's a what do you call it? A war weapon.
Yeah, it's a hammer.
Hammer, yeah.
So everything looks like a nail if you've got a hammer. And I find it absolutely amazing that mentality exists there. The laws on the books are more than enough to convict people who are not supposed to have firearms. In other words,
Jim, here's a good analysis and examination of that. We add firearm restriction laws every 12 months, state after state after state. Yet we see the murder rate, the assassination rate, mass murder rate, etc., increasing, not decreasing. Before we had, back years and years and years ago, and I'm not old enough to go back beyond that, but years ago, before we had the stack of these gun control laws, we had fewer murders, no mass murders, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, as we're having today, and yet we're stacking the laws. Just as you said, the weapon is a tool. The weapon does not pull the trigger. It's the twisted, perverted mind of the Islamic jihadist and or the mass murderers that are on some psychotropic drugs, and Jeremiah 17:9 says, the heart's deceitful and wicked. Who can know it? And that's what pulls the trigger. And I believe that we are making a grave mistake in America when we witness more and more of these legislators and governors that are pushing for the disarming of America. Can, as a nation, Jim, can we not see what happens in nations where the people are disarmed, where the citizens have no right of regress? This is the reason I've said for years, and I'm looking at my book, The Doctrine of Self-Defense. Most are not aware of the fact that self-defense is codified in the Bible. It's confirmed by the U.S. Supreme Court to be carried out by we the people in protecting ourselves. And when our founding fathers gave us that Second Amendment, it had a primary focus in mind, and that was to protect the citizens from the encroachment of the government to repress and to crush the government of the citizens by the hand of Big Brother, the government. So, Jim, it demands our attention, and I simply say that we need to be very, 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 very careful to vet anybody that we vote for this November to put in office, local, state, or national. There needs to be a serious vetting by the Christians, conservatives, and patriots to make sure, as much as humanly possible, that we do not put people like that in office that will destroy our constitutional rights. Jim, brother, thank you so much for your call.
Thank you.
And God bless you as we keep looking up. I believe Santiago is on the line. Go over the question or comment, please.
Yes, Dr. John Block. God bless you. I believe the Democrats, what they want is to eliminate the Constitution of the United States and implement the Allah law in the United States, because they love so much those Islamic. Why they don't take it home? Why they don't rent a room in the those Senate and people rent a room into the house to see how these people are, or they are blind on that. Thank you very much. That's my
Santiago, you're exactly right. You're on target. I believe if the Democrats across the nation could have their way at this very moment, they would simply make the Constitution insignificant, where they would pass legislation to cancel the Constitution and especially our Bill of Rights, because there's the mindset among the Democrats, and this is the reason, by the way, before I finish the statement, the reason that I've said I believe it's impossible for a Democrat that embraces the Democratic platforms, impossible to be a Christian, impossible for a real Democrat to be an American citizen. They may be a citizen, but to be an American. A real American is going to uphold our Constitution. A real American is going to protect our liberties and freedoms that we have in our Bill of Rights. A real American is going to say no to Islamic Sharia law. A real American will not outlaw and ban weapons that God has given us the privilege of protecting ourselves. Go to the little book of Esther in the Bible, and you'll find chapter 7, 8, and 9, where the king had signed a law that on a certain day at a certain time all Jews were to be slain. When he discovered by Queen Esther a non-Jew, when the king discovered through her what had taken place, he had been tricked into signing that by Haman, and therefore he signed a new law. And that new law was sent out by donkeyback, if you will, to 128 provinces, and it says to the Jewish people, and I paraphrase, when they come to kill you, rise up and kill them first. That's Second Amendment rights. That's self-defense. And that's exactly what we find. My little book, by the way, you can find it on conservative.edu, or you can find it on fcbcatjax.com and scroll down to the bookstore. It's entitled The Doctrine of Self-Defense. It's a pretty small book. It's not but about 100 pages or less. But it talks about the biblical view and what the Bible says about second defense and the right of second defense, the right to keep and bear arms. You can go down and scroll down and find that. It's not but about $11. And I suggest that you go online, fcbcatjax.com, go to the bookstore and order that book. And let me remind you before we leave today that tomorrow we'll be talking about prayer in Duval County School District, with the school board, the Duval County School Board, having prayer at its meetings. There's a movement today to remove that, to stop that legally. My question is, can we do that? Should we stand up for it? What should be our position? That's tomorrow's broadcast. Look forward to joining you then as we face the issues. Thank you for joining us today, and looking forward to tomorrow as once again we face the issues.
Been listening to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood, pastor of First Conservative Baptist Church and president of Conservative Theological University, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida. Located 1 mile south of I-295, FCBC invites you to tune in nightly, 9 to 10, for expository preaching on 91.3, 91.7, and 91.9 FM. You're invited to worship with First Conservative Baptist Church. A reminder, CTU is now enrolling students for next semester. Ask